Okay, we're recording for you, Sonny, or later. Let's just back up a little bit. You don't think they have the power to do that at all?
No, I think it's very clear that the home rule powers that the city of Chicago has don't extend to the school district. The school district is created by law, by action of the legislature, and there are numerous court cases that hold that it is, in essence, a creature of the legislature, and it is not susceptible to the same types of powers that a home rule community like Chicago has over other entities.
So is this just symbolic, just for show?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say anything like that, but I mean, it's very, I think that they attached this onto the property tax levy that they had to pass for the board, and as far as I know, okay, and I know that there are, I could cite you at least two or three court cases that have held that the city council's power in this area is very limited, and they literally have to pass the levy in the form that they receive it from the Chicago Board of Education. They cannot alter it, and that would include doing things like attempting to cause it to be used for something like the voucher system.
Does that also include this resolution about contraceptives?
I'm not too familiar with that resolution, but if it is an attempt to prevent the board from expending funds or to require them to expend funds in a way that the city council directs, then yes, what I said about the voucher system would hold true for that also.
So what happens now? If they try and stop the school board from spending its money until it complies, what will happen?
Oh, it would be a very quick lawsuit. I mean, if it came to that, the school board could go in and on a mandamus action and get a ruling very quickly that would release any funds that the city of Chicago would attempt to hold up.
Can they approve some kind of voucher system separately from the levy if they wanted to do that, or are they just out of their league?
Well, if the city council and the mayor decided to appropriate some money for some type of a voucher system, there are certain kinds of relief, you know, tax relief in particular for parents of private school pupils that have been held to be constitutional. There was a plan up in Minnesota, for example, that was constitutional, where parents were allowed to deduct from their state income taxes certain expenses that were connected with sending children to school that included tuition to private schools. But if what they are attempting to do is something that only benefits parochial school students, that would clearly be unconstitutional. If they want to pass some kind of an aid to parents of children in school bill that would be equally accessible by both public and private school parents, even though there was a differentiation in terms of the amount that private school people were able to get because they're paying tuition, well, you know, yeah, they might be able to do something like that if they structured it correctly.
But to just do some kind of help for parochial families...
No, that's clearly unconstitutional. It's establishment of religion. It's forbidden by the First Amendment.
Are you surprised that they even tried this?
I'm never very much surprised by anything the city council does.
You don't doubt that they know that what they're doing can't be done?
Well, I'm not familiar with the kind of legal advice they get before they pass measures, you know, of this nature. I know that there have been attempts in the past to use the Chicago Board's budget and the property tax levy as a means of controlling the Board of Education. In recent years, they've held the levy up for some time, things like that. But when you come right down to it, they don't have the power to do it, and I think that when they consult with the proper attorneys, they find that out.
Okay, so you don't expect this to hold up any school operations or to really be much of a ripple?
No.
Okay, anything else that you want to add?